This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Like I mentioned before, Gillette is working hard to be a place where families want to stay, and that includes growing its local college. We went to a college in Dalton, Georgia, and we did the same thing in Gillette. Gillette College started as a commuter school, but it's slowly becoming bigger and more students live here. 85% of the student population is from Campbell County, and students come here for a lot of different reasons. Sam Harmon is from Star Valley, Wyoming. She's 19 and studying health science to be an athletic trainer.
I am definitely a Wyoming girl. I think a lot of people are undereducated on some of the industries in Wyoming. I know a lot of people are really against the oil fields and mining, which, honestly, they live off the stuff that we mine in oil, you know? If people want cars, they're going to have to deal with that. If they want phones, they're going to have to deal with us having mining and having oil. That's something that our society depends on. And, you know, people attack it for being bad when all reality, those industries are helpful.
Before the election, Sam was worried. But to say things turned around for her on election night is an understatement.
It was amazing. What was it, like 1 a.m. when they officially announced that he won? I could not sleep that night. I was so, so scared that Hillary would win. Terrified. So I couldn't sleep. And I was just constantly checking the polls like, oh, he's so close. He's so close. It's so exciting. And when they finally like officially announced that they won, I remember like jumping up and down, running out of my room into our living room, jumping on my roommate, screaming, he won, he won, he won, he won. She's freaking out. And then I call one of my coworkers because she's like, well, I'm going to bed. Call me. Tell me who wins. I call her and I'm like, Trump's our new president. And we're like freaking out. It was like one of the most relieving feelings that I've ever had.
Now, Sam says she can see a bright future for her home state.
I guess I have hopes, you know, that Wyoming's going to be okay, that the industries are going to pick back up, that, you know, things are going to turn around and look great. I mean, they are turning around. They're looking way better for our state right now. While Obama was president and while the election year was going on, my dad had to take 3 jobs just to, and my mom had 2, just to get our family through because budget cuts were so hard. But now that Trump is president, my dad has been able to give up one of his jobs and my mom has given up one of hers. And it's starting to get there. Like, our hope is starting to become a reality.
Then there's Kaylee Bass. She's also 19. And like Sam, she sees just how intertwined her home and the people she loves are with the extraction industry.
I come from a family where we've only ever worked industry jobs here. Before I was born, my mom worked on the railroad. She took a 6-week maternity leave and then was right back to the railroad for another 13 years after that. And my father, he was a tool pusher on the drilling rigs. And then after he decided he was over that, he went to the coal mines for another 20 years. So I think that a lot of people in this country forget that they work in offices, cubicles. In Wyoming, that is our cubicle. And if those are taken away, we have nowhere to go. I mean, so many businesses run off of the success of those industries, and including my family. If my family didn't have those opportunities, I have no idea where we would be. But I think a lot of people forget that that is our home and that is our lives here.
Kaylee wants to be a doctor. And after next semester, she plans to transfer to the University of Wyoming and then go on to Washington State. But her home is in Gillette, and the thought of leaving is both exciting and a little scary.
I will be the first one to go on to a bachelor's, to go on to a PhD, to go on to MD. In my family, we all take care of each other. And my biggest dream is graduating college and being able to take care of my family. You know, if someone needs help on their rent, if someone needs help on anything, like, I want to be there for them. The University of Wyoming and Washington actually do a program that if you graduate, they'll pay for so much of your tuition if you come back and practice for so many years and the state of Wyoming. So if I follow through with that program, I'll probably come back here for a little bit. But I'm kind of a bird. I kind of want to go everywhere. You know, I don't think I really want to settle down after I get my so many years done. I think I want to actually be a traveling doctor for a while and give back to others in that way. And but for retirement and that, like, probably I can see myself having a small little cabin and my own peace and quiet. So I'm not sure, but I know I'll be back.
The last student we spoke with was Michael Welch. He's 37 originally from Casper, Wyoming. He served in the Army from 2002 to 2007, did two tours in Iraq. And for Michael, going to Gillette College was about rebuilding his life.
For a long time, for probably about 10 years or so, I just kind of was lost. You know, I didn't know where my place was in the world, you know, and I didn't feel like I had a purpose or anything. So anyway, after I had went through treatment and stuff because I had suffered from PTSD really bad, I realized that I can still do anything that I want to do in my life, you know, and that there is still a whole lot of things that I wanted to accomplish. And getting a college education was one of those. I was awarded a house through a program called Operation Homefront. And they get veterans, you know, at the time I was homeless and all this stuff. And but they help you become a homeowner. So in June, hopefully, you know, we'll have met the criteria and everything, and the house will be deeded to me, you know, which is a blessing, you know, and it's amazing. My plans are I want to sell the house, but I want to stay right here in Wyoming, you know, buy property and start, you know. I don't want to say away from everything, but just kind of have my own little piece of paradise, you know. These tattoos here, I've been working on getting them removed. They actually said kill Haji. When I came back from Iraq, I had a lot of hate. A lot of hate. I was going down a bad road. I really was, you know, but things are good now.
These stories are part of a series we've been doing with cities across the country, checking in with the mayors of these places and the people who live there to see how their communities are adjusting to a new administration and the economy in 2017. Next month, we're heading to Corvallis, Oregon, home of Oregon State.